Local shares have stumbled on Wednesday with the ASX 200 down around 21 points or a third of 1% to 6,256. And it was really the case of the miners, and in particular our iron ore miners, dragging the market down. We had the iron ore price tumbling close to 2%. There was news that Vale, one of the largest Brazilian iron ore operators, will be reopening one of its mines in Brazil, and that will certainly bring on some more supply to the market. So we saw the likes of Fortescue Metals down around 8.5%, BHP also lower by around 2.5%, Rio Tinto down close to 5% as well. BHP today also coming out with a quarterly update. It's announced that it's going to lower its guidance for its full-year production of iron ore due to the impacts of Tropical Cyclone Veronica hitting the Pilbara region earlier this year. We also saw healthcare stocks, another drag on the market, the likes of CSL and Ramsay Healthcare down around the 2% mark. Some of the improvers today coming through from the financials, the big four banks all lifting around that 1% mark. Westpac up around 1.5%, the best of the bunch. Telstra also lifting more than 2% on a broker upgrade. It was another busy session for quarterly upgrades. We, of course, heard from BHP, but Santos also came out with some numbers. It saw strong production helped by the Quadrant Energy acquisition. Santos shares up around 0.5%. We also had Brambles, the packaging firm, up more than 1% on their quarterly update, and Hello World Travel, the travel agency, jumping around 11% on its report over the last 9 months. So that certainly has been better than what the market was expecting. Challenger, the financial group, a little bit weaker by around 2% on the back of their update. One of the biggest movers today, however, was Dulux Group, up around 27%. They announced that they've received a takeover bid from a Japanese paint group for $3.8 billion, and that certainly gave their stock quite a boost. The Aussie dollar also lifting to just shy of 72 US cents on some better than expected Chinese data, with the Chinese economy growing at 6.4% on an annual basis.